Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of On the Rocks with Ash and Kiki. I'm Ash.
I'm Kiki.
Word, word, word. How you been, girlfriend?
My life has been terrible.
It's shambles.
So much. No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know. Just trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Securing the bag, that's what the kids say.
Yeah, don't get me started.
Chasing a bag, as Natalie Nunn would say.
I have been earning my paycheck. Like, geez Louise.
Yeah, I've been really working at work, and I don't like that.
Me neither. I'm just like, I did not sign up for this, especially as the company personality hire. I am simply here to make everyone else feel good and, you know, stack my coins and then leave at the end of the day.
Clock out.
Facts.
Piriana, do you have any shout outs?
So I have a shout out, but part of me feels like it'd be wrong to start off the show with such a somber shout out. So I think I'll just wait.
Just go ahead. Let's get it out the way.
Okay. Well, I want to shout out and just bring attention to so my coworker, her name was Dominique Bolin Walker, but we call her Dominique Bolin. Dominique was my coworker, and she unfortunately passed away unexpectedly about 3 weeks ago, and she died at the hands of her ex-husband. She was gunned down in her home. In front of their 9-year-old son that they share. I still haven't been able to make sense of it, but I do want to just send my love and prayers to her son, as well as her parents who are now raising her son, also her siblings, her friends, and as well as her neighbors, because they have banded together to help establish a fund to make sure we're still supporting or we're able to support her son and her parents. And I also want to highlight, it's a Columbia local organization called Sister Care. They provide trauma-informed services for domestic violence survivors and their children. And they also have a shelter. So in honor of Dominique's memory, my job has been fundraising and not only donating cash/checks, but also we've been donating products. So if you are interested in donating to either Dominique's family or donating to Sister Care in honor of Dominique, please reach out and let me know and I can get you all the information. Dominique was a Air Force veteran. She was also one of our firm's HR generalists, and her major role was she would always do onboarding and orientation with all the new hires, both staff and attorneys. And you are going into a job regardless. You want to have a friendly face, and Dominique was that friendly face for so many people who have been joining our team. And she had had that role for 3 years and was working to, you know, keep progressing in her career. And I never want to forget her. I just wanted to use this moment to highlight her memory and, you know, just give honor to her, because we miss her dearly. I know her family misses her dearly. And she is just such a radiant spirit that was stolen away.
Well, that's terrible.
I told you.
Well, rest in peace, of course. Sending, you know, thoughts and prayers to her family and to the work family as well. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Dealing with that in a work capacity as well.
It's just been a journey, mainly because I know this sounds so cliche, but the department I work in is a very, I hate to say it, it's a very family-oriented department. Like, I have a million work aunties, and from what I've been able to kind of like observe since I've started at that job, these are people who have been in each other's lives for years. Like, I want to say one of our other generalists, she had like her daughter graduated high school, and Dominique was one of the people who actually helped plan her graduation barbecue. Like, you know, they just, we've just really kind of, because we're such a small team and because we're in our own, I guess, like office space, we don't see anyone else like that. We normally just see each other. So we've all kind of, you know, bonded. And plus, her office was literally two doors down from mine. And anytime I had a hire, she was one of the people who I always had to, you know, get scheduling info from. And so it's just kind of wild that literally you tell somebody, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. And then you come in the next day and they are, you are informed that they're not there because, you know, they have passed away. And it's just been very hard on us, mainly just because we know how amazing she was and also how much she loved her son. And I'll get into the details later, but it was just a loss. It was a loss on such a astronomical level. So yeah, we're taking it hard. However, we are trying to do as much as we can to honor her memory and just do things to keep holding each other up.
Right. A support system.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, I have no shout outs.
Damn. I was hoping you would have a shout out so I wouldn't feel like such a monster.
You're a monster. Pew.
You're a monster.
Are you ready to get into the mess?
Oh, yeah. I need all the distractions I can get.
Okay. We will start with Mrs. Tyler Perry.
Oh, God.
And his thoughts on Black women seeking out men who aren't particularly wealthy, but that women shouldn't set their standards so high. And at least try to get with a man who, you know, can pay a light bill. Yeah. Who can cover the light bill.
Yeah, like, cover the light bill. And I believe his other, what was it? His other statement was, you know, or maybe say, I got dinner every now and again. Sir?
Absolutely not.
Sir? Please?
You know, if that works for certain women, that's fine. That does not work for me.
Mm-mm.
And I do not subscribe to the ministry that Black women have to have struggle love, or that we should accept more than what we believe we deserve. Again, if that works for y'all, that is absolutely fine. I will mind my Black ass business. That
more does power not work to for you. Kiki.
Yeah. Does that work for you, Ashley?
Absolutely the fuck not. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. I'm trying to work on not being so crass on here.
Oh, that's fine. I'd also like to know why Black women are always forced to think this way when it comes to relationships
mm-hmm.
with Black men or mm-hmm. with men in general.
I feel like you said it right the first time, because I feel like it's always targeted between Black men and Black women, and in particular, and it's funny you mentioned this because I was just listening to an episode of Ratchet and Respectable on Demetria Lucas's podcast. And she talked about how, if you really think about this, we're not hearing about this conversation in outside, I guess, like non-Black dating spaces. We're also not hearing about this conversation in regards to homosexual relationships. This is a very heteronormative issue.
And specific, I'm sorry, what? Hetero?
Yes, this, or I guess, like, you know, Black men and Black women.
I'm sorry, I just heard heterosexual in relation to Tyler Perry. That's why I was confused, but you can continue. God.
Ma'am, Carisha, please. But this is just something that we always hear brought up. And 9 times out of 10, Black men are always bringing this up. That's why I've been saying this for years. I just find it crazy that the dating mishaps or relationship woes of Black women are a billion-dollar industry, but that industry is controlled by men. I just think it's funny. But I just think it is, you, like I said, you said it right. It is constantly Black men telling Black women, this is what you should settle for, or this is what you should alter your standards to accept. And it's often just like, you know, here's the bare minimum. Or it, and then it's always disguised as, you know, you can start off that way and then, you know, maybe things will change, but you have to show yourself approved. Like, you have to show your value or show that you can be trusted with that. And I just think it's so messed up. Like, why I gotta go through a litmus test and of shouldering the lion's share of the bills? And don't get me started on niggas who do this with women who do not make more than them. That's the other part. Like, y'all talk about doing this where Black women are making more. Let's talk about the 50-50 conversations where Black men make significantly more than Black women, because, you know, pay gap. But yet somehow a Black woman is still supposed to give equal weight. And of course, if someone's talking about this, I guarantee you they are also expecting the woman to hold up the domestic responsibilities of the house. So not only do sis got to be a boss in whatever career field it is she's in, she got to come home and deal with your trash ass. Like, like you said, that is not the case for me. If that's for someone else, by all means. All God's children are all God's children. Me, myself, that is not, it has not ever been my ministry. And yeah, it just will never be the case, ever.
I need Tyler Perry to mind his motherfucking business. Mm-hmm. Why don't you finalize the sale of BET? Oh, and God. Did the mother of your son, is that what she adopted when she decided to procreate with you?
Ugh. I'm still trying to...
Mind your motherfucking business and stay out of Black women's business. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Speaking of Black women, Jeannie Mai and Jeezy, they are headed towards divorce. Jeezy filed for divorce. I've heard so many rumors about why this is happening. I believe none of them.
Yeah.
What do you think of their divorce? Or their impending divorce?
I always think it's funny, because I always go back to that episode of The Real and her comment, and I'm just like, huh, funny. But also, I feel like it's weird, but also, like you said, I don't know, like, what to make of the rumors. Because the first one I saw was, oh, it's because she was having an affair with Mario Lopez. And I'm like, please leave
AC Slater.
Yeah, leave AC Slater and his Jerry curl out.
No,
of
he
this.
Does like to cheat though. So,
you know, the streets be talking. But if anything, I think I'm more prone to believe the story about how maybe she was not prioritizing, but how maybe her family was being a little bit more, I guess, present. Cody, stop that. Whatever you're doing. Sorry, y'all. Cody. Come over here, please. he licking on something. I don't like it. But literally, it's just, you know, like, oh, her mom lives there, and then, you know, her brother moved in, and they had, you know, commentary on what to do. Honestly, based on what I've heard, that man don't have a good track record for being with women, period. Like, he, with his, I think, what is it, Jeannie's his third mother's child? I think he got, like, three kids now. But it's like, clearly he ain't been able to make it work with no one else. So while everyone's quick to do the, oh, well, since he filed, she must have been the problem. No, I think maybe they both had their issues and he just happened to be the one to divest emotionally first, which, no shade, that is par for the course. Like, let's have a study about how men divest from a relationship once things stop going their way. Don't worry, I'll wait. Like, just, that's just how it is. So it's unfortunate because that baby is so cute. She's very precious.
She's very cute.
Yeah, like her.
I've heard the rumors that his baby mothers are coming after his wages for child support.
Oh,
and that's why they're getting a divorce. I don't believe that, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if I spent my life on the I don't want to have children bus, okay?
Uh-huh.
Then I married a man. He decided he wants to have children. We get divorced. Okay. Then I marry another man, and I actually decide, okay, I want to have children. We're not getting a divorce.
Right.
Okay? This is it.
Like, nigga, you better. Cody, get from over there.
You better make it work, period. Like, because you're not going anywhere.
Right. We going to see the lady. Like, together. Stop playing in my face.
Together.
Like, don't worry. Period.
Iman and Tiana Taylor are separated.
Ciao.
Let y'all tell it. They've had an open marriage for all these years. Why would they separate?
It was an open marriage. Blah, blah, blah. And then when sis ran that blind item, what was it, like a year ago? That's not true. Iman would never. Who would cheat on Tiana? All right. Believe what you want to believe.
How unfortunate. It's a beautiful couple.
I just think about the babies. Now,
they'll be okay.
I'm about to send your nephew to your house. Because he's being a menace.
Do you think they'll actually get divorced, or do you think they're just separated for right now?
I think they're just separated for right now because I think maybe from a business standpoint, they're trying to figure out what's the best way to split. And, you know, of course, everyone wants to go into a divorce amicably, blah, blah, blah. So I think maybe they're still in that hole. Well, maybe if we give each other some time and then we get back together.
Herself wearing his chain.
That's the other thing. Like, girl, I miss the days when the side pieces. I miss the days when the side pieces were like, you know, they had some discretion. I miss those days. Decorum. Bring back shame.
Bring back I was your lover and your secretary.
Working every day of the week.
I know Hugh Jackman's getting a divorce. Like, divorces, it's going around.
Bro, Venus Retrograde was sweeping through the city like a Shirley Caesar song.
There's a rumor that Remy cheated on Papoose and, you know, the black love couple are breaking up.
Like, oh my God! I'm just like, girl, no.
Are there any other breakups that I'm missing?
I'm trying to think.
Anybody else calling it quits?
I don't think there's any other breakups. I know there's a nasty rumor going around that Tim's is pregnant by Future, and I want y'all to stop wishing that type of witchcraft and foolery on Tim's. Leave that girl alone. Plus, I feel like if that is not true, there ain't nothing to play with. Like, what do people say? I don't play with demons. I don't fool with demons. Don't put that on that girl. However, if that is true, if the tiny 0.1% that is true, Tim's girl, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
We were also rooting for Holly Bailey.
It's
very obvious, not to womb watch, but it's very obvious that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Sorrows and prayers.
Sorrows.
Am I disappointed? A little.
I'm trying
I'm disappointed in her choice of a baby father.
Right.
I wish her a healthy pregnancy. I don't know why Funky Deneva decided to go in on Chloe for protecting Halle. It's giving crack.
Chloe for a while.
Yeah, y'all are so mean to Chloe. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
It's unprovoked nastiness.
He's been saying like very messed up things. I want to say that before that whole incident happened, he said something else about her. And I was just like, I cannot, like, I came here for the quote unquote, like the reality TV commentary, but this, no. And then like, you don't even do enough reality TV commentary to uphold your original like viewership. So at this point, like, why am I here? So, you know, had to divest from that because it just doesn't make sense. And it's like pop culture commentary, you know, we sit on this podcast and, you know, we like, we talk, but we have the things that he has said about her, is specifically about Black women who mm-hmm. he doesn't agree with. It's just a certain level of, look, vitriol that I just feel like is beyond pop culture observation.
It was unnecessary.
Yeah, that's the other part. Very unnecessary. Like, especially because we talking about Halle and this terrible child, alleged terrible child's father. How, like, why are we bringing Chloe into this?
Halle, I just thumbs want better down. For you.
Thumbs down. All I'm gonna say is her sister Sky with an eye was right. That man is bad news bears, but you know, you can't tell some of these young gals nothing.
You know, never mind. Let me not say that.
And y'all will always say, "Oh, well, you know, haven't you ever y'all have been dumb in love?" Say. Y'all, that part,
you are very wealthy. You have options. Mm-hmm. Use them. Rihanna debuted her second son? Question mark.
Riot
Rose. Is it Riot Rose? Why did I write Rose?
Riot Rose.
Oh, okay. I was like, am I on drugs? Stole Rihanna's entire face. Thank goodness.
Praise God.
RZA's just there being cute, and you know.
No.
The most famous baby mother on the planet, ASAP Seeley, he was there too,
mm-hmm.
doing what he does best, holding the babies.
Mm-hmm.
He never really has to work again in his life. Like,
he really doesn't, and it's actually,
and y'all aren't even married.
It's like, quite wow. disgusting that a nigga from New York hit the lick like that. Like, I'm disgusted.
Rather him than Aubrey, I guess.
I can't argue with you there.
Krishan gave birth to Krishan Jr. His name is soon to be changed.
I'm trying to avoid going off because there is something especially triggering to me about that whole situation. And I recognize that's my it's own internal trauma.
The day is a vibe. I wish the best to that baby. I'm glad they dedicated him to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to take him out of that little teddy bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Right.
Did y'all buy him any other baby clothes?
Like I said, all prayers to that baby. All of my...
Cover the baby, child.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, cover that baby. Cover that baby. This is my fervent prayer. In Jesus' name. Because I can get real deacon with this prayer, but that's how extreme I feel that prayer needs to be. Matter of fact, we need them old school deacons. Them deacons that used to get on one knee when
they
pray.
The ones that sweat.
Yeah, the ones that sweat when they pray, and the ones that almost like break
the
song.
They wear the Steve Harvey suits.
Yes, that is the type of level prayer we need. That's the type of spiritual warfare that baby is going to be up against.
And I'm just,
slain in the spirit.
Yay, babies. I was going to discuss Aubrey being a bitch once again with this whole Halle Berry picture. But I didn't even listen to that song with SZA. SZA, what are you doing?
Girl, I would not. You know
you
what?
You call him Regina George.
Once again, the girls be talking about how, oh, I was young and in love, or I was young and reckless once. And I just feel like, wait, we all did it. Who is we? Are we speaking French now? Because there's just some shit I cannot abide. And like, this revisionist history, like, oh, but they've always been friends. That man, number one, we've established Aubrey is a
slut.
Aubrey is a slut. He's community peeing and he is a pillow talker. And he literally, like, he can't keep his legs closed and he can't keep his mouth closed. So, like, for me, I just feel like somebody who would lie and like spread my like numbers like that, I'm sorry. I don't think like we would ever really be able to be like do business again. No.
Chanel Iman, she had her baby.
Like, I saw
Godcha.
She loves being pregnant, and that's no shade.
She's very fertile. That is great for her.
Sis is fertile myrtle. I need her to send some of them, send that pussy fairy energy to me. Or I guess ovary fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably, yeah,
uterus fairy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
where
uterus
babies
fairy.
Come from?
Yeah. Ovulation fairy. Yeah.
I hope Drake is doing well, because there are rumors that Odell Beckham is seeing Kim Kardashian.
Ciao.
So I'll keep Drake in my fervent prayers as well.
He probably in the corners of his house singing Vesta Williams, congratulations.
It's just so unfortunate. I'm sorry. Maybe that's why he's been so feisty lately.
You know what? I was literally going to say, like, maybe he has just been, like, he hasn't been with his boo. And it's just like, he's not the same. I know a lot of people that get angsty when they're not with a person. And I'm just kind of like,
nigga.
Yeah, like, number one, you need to get that checked. But also, like, grow the fuck up.
I mean, I'm so sorry his little tiny friend and his messed up wig are incarcerated now for 10 years. But sorry, get another one. Cardi and Meg release Bongos.
Hey.
Do you like it? Have you listened to it?
So strangely enough, when I first heard it, I was like, okay. And I had the Carisha like, maybe it got a girl on y'all, IDK. But then I heard it in the car and I said, oh, the car changes everything. Like, I don't know if it's just me and my music nerd brain, but hearing music played in the car versus hearing it like just randomly coming from a phone speaker, I get two different vibes. And so I like it. I think it's like a little, you know, fun rap song. And y'all know, hear it on the rocks. I am the resident. I want the rap girlies to have fun advocate. So as long as they're having fun. Also, Megan Pete. My man is on social media. Do you know how embarrassing it is for him to have to log on and see me salivating and you slam, like, throwing them cheeks like that? Then you have the nerve to have lost weight, but you still maintaining that backside. How dare you? How dare you? I'm fighting for my life. What do you want from me?
I don't really care for the song. I feel like most of Cardi's songs that she puts out lately, they have to grow on me.
Mm.
Like, I liked WAP instantly, but Up had to grow on me. I don't know. I'm just not vibing with Bongos.
I'm trying to figure out, what was the last song she put out before Bongos?
WAP. Well, she did a song with Kanye West and Gunna, I believe, right?
Ugh.
I don't remember.
Like, and only reason why I asked, because I know she's done features. But like,
right.
A
like
song where it was hers.
Song.
Yeah, I can't remember. Now, let's be clear. One thing about Miss Belcalis Almanzar, she's going to get on a feature and she going to eat it like a mango. Tomorrow, too. Put it on the flow again. What's the song? Point Me to the Sluts. Yes.
Magic. Oh, I don't know that song.
I'm just now listening to Sexy Red. Turn me up. I think it's called Turn Me Up. Turn me up. I'm trying to fuck. Put me to the sluts. But yeah, I enjoy it. Shit, she almost ate up Offset on his song, but you know.
Offset, Michael Jackson.
Them's the breaks.
What was I about to say? Did you watch the VMAs?
I did not.
Neither did I. I'm too old.
Pass.
NSYNC reunited.
I need them to either confirm the reunion tour or keep it on the playground, because my millennial heart, I need all of the nostalgia I can get. So
they gotta come up like Omarion and get some other boy bands.
So from the rumor I have been hearing is that it's going to be kind of like I guess you could call it like a versus format, but like the plan is, from what I've been told what I've read, is that it's Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. That's the rumor. That. I'm gonna tell you right now.
But I need them to boom cack.
That, so one thing I will say is that the boy bands of the 90s, they will boom cack. Because matter of fact, technically, NSYNC is, I don't want to say we have to worry about NSYNC, but technically the Backstreet Boys have been boom cacking for a while. Because I think they're on tour with the New Kids on the Block, which them some boom cacking buckras, okay?
They were the white people's answer to New Edition.
They really were. But same management, same borough, because Boston, like, you know, you got the right stuff. Anywho's, but yeah. I have confidence that both the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC will give us a show. And I hope that this is a reminder that JC Chazé is the superior NSYNC member. I'm not arguing about it. I will not be taking questions. The facts are the facts. My king.
No printer.
No printer.
What else happened at the VMAs? Taylor Swift was there dancing awkwardly per usual.
I mean, that's her brand at this point.
They celebrated the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Lil Wayne performed a medley of hits. Bops on bops on bops.
Bops on bops.
I know Nicki Minaj was the host-ish.
Yep.
She debuted some songs. What else happened? I don't know. I didn't watch.
What happened was?
Oh, Doja Cat performed. You know she worshiping the devil now, so that's cool.
Yeah.
I really don't think she is. I think it's just she's being smart and it's going over people's heads.
She just wants people to talk. And she's like, let's give them something to talk about.
No Beyonce at the VMAs.
I mean.
Also, I also want to say, if you weren't at Beyonce's Los Angeles show.
Ciao.
How do you feel about the LA show? Because you went and saw her in Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Atlanta, yeah.
So fun fact, I actually had a ticket offered to me for the B-Day show. A friend of mine works in LA, and I think the company she works for gave her tickets, and she had an extra one. And I want to say they were in Club Renaissance. They were either in Club Renaissance or they were in one of the lower level sections. But either way, the only thing I would have had to do was buy my plane ticket and pay for like my lodging and stuff. Technically, I almost did it, but I'm trying to be a decent person and, you know, budget. So if I would have went to the B-Day show, I would not have been able to give Jamar the birthday present I have for him. So unfortunately, I had to make a choice. So I wasn't salty though. I think that if anyone can experience a Beyonce concert where she is giving it, I'm not mad at that. I also think it's absolutely beautiful that Diana Ross was like, yes, here I am to bless the birthday girl. So shout out to everyone who attended B-Day. I love that for y'all. I'm not a hater. I'm happy for y'all. Now, you Houston, Dallas, and New Orleans people, I'm going to try not to be salty. I'm going to try my dangdest.
Out of all of those three, I think maybe Houston.
Houston and New Orleans, I'm sorry. I got my fed wop out.
Dallas, Beyonce. No offense.
Well,
New Orleans, I know it'll be a great time.
Yeah. Either way, Beyonce show was a great time regardless. Like, she puts on a great show. The energy at Beyonce concerts is always good. Like, even if you go and you're surrounded by strangers, by the time y'all leave, y'all are going to have, like, you know, a formed little alliance. It's just a fun time. And also, this tour in particular, the fashions are so entertaining. Like, someone, I can't remember what article it was, but someone talked about how Beyonce's Renaissance tour has really stimulated the economy, and I just want to be like, y'all fave could never. They could never.
The economy and Amazon.
Child. Also, the Amazon jobs being available on or like being available on Amazon and then Prime too, baby, baby, y'all can't keep up and y'all wish y'all could. And then multiple drops. So it's like stuff from the first version is available. Then she keeps adding it to it and adding to it. At this point, I have like five concert t-shirts and I'm not ashamed.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
I was going to mention a congratulations to Coco.
Yes, Coco.
U.S. Open champion.
Bad bitch.
Congratulations to Serena for the birth of her new daughter.
I love that name, Adira. Oh, my God. I love
Yeah, that's
that.
A beautiful name. I like that. That's cute.
Like, low-key, it got me thinking about, like, I think a variation of that name might be in my future. Don't know when, don't know where, but I'm just saying I thought it's a lovely name.
And then lastly, I just want to end on Danny Masterson's nasty ass. Clink, clink. He got sentenced to 30 years, I believe.
Yup, yup.
Raping two women, and then his good old friends, their letters of support regarding his sentencing got leaked. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. I'm so disappointed in Jackie and Kelso, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Not surprised, but
I just think, how stupid could you be? You run a victim's advocacy against sexual abuse. Like, sir, what?
The math isn't mathing, and just the common sense is not there.
There's no common sense.
No common sense.
Did you have any other topics you would like to discuss?
To the leprechaun, the Canadian leprechaun. I know your wig is shifting, and I know you've been shaking in like your size 7 prison flaps because you're trying to figure out what you're gonna sing at the Yard Talent show. But I want you to understand that everything that is happening to you is the design of your own making. The fact that you use all of the last bit of your energy before you got sentenced, the fact that you use that to single out Megan the Reporter and call her a googly-eyed bitch is a reminder that you will never until you do right, everything is going to crumble for you. I wish nothing but the fucking worst for you. You are literally the scum of the earth, and every single decrepit foot dragon motherfucker who is defending you, in spite of this constant reminders of you being a shitty person, I wish nothing but the worst for y'all at all. I wish that every time you enter your bedroom that you stub your pinky toe and your big toe simultaneously on the bed springs. I wish that you will always have a low, low power batteries in your remote, so you got the kind of finagle to get the TV to turn on the remote. I wish that every time you go somewhere to get food, it's already sold out. And I wish a pox upon your household, because nothing but the worst to you.
Rock Nation, you will crumble.
Rock Nation will crumble. What was it? There was something else I was gonna say about that man. Oh yeah. Also, you are a legal entity, maybe you can answer this question for me. Doesn't he also have pending charges from the incident where he assaulted August Alsina? Or like, are they still gonna pursue that? Or are they like, you know what?
I actually do not know if they are still going to pursue that.
That's been on my mind, because I've just been like, and part of me thinks that maybe they'll just be like, well, he was already serving time, so we can just add that. No. Oh, multiply
also,
that shit.
Fuck you, Iggy Azalea.
Yeah. You. You centaur built ass bitch. Like, y'all shrimp, burnt shrimp on the Barbie ass motherfucker. Okay, I'm sorry.
So long, porch nigga.
So long farewell to you, my friend.
Go to hell. I think that's it. We will move on to movies and television. But first, we're going to take a little break.
All righty. We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
Be right back. And we're black.
Bam, bam, pow.
And I don't care how many times you ask me, Oprah, I'm not donating no money. Get a job. Let's discuss television and movies. Let's start with the Bravo universe.
Bravo.
I feel like I already know the answer to this question. Did you watch the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion? And what are your thoughts about the rumors of a reboot?
I attempted to watch through IG clips, but even those were so cringy. So no. But I don't think that the rumors of a reboot are true. I do believe that they're possibly going to do some internal cleaning. Like, excuse me, I can't imagine that they can go on with this formula where at this point, production for however has been interpreted, they have caused enough issues to where it is affecting the cast members, and the cast members are now putting like it's just too
them and Carlos King.
Say what?
I said production and Carlos King.
Oh yeah, and Carlos King's input, and it's just I feel like they're gonna have to do something. So I don't know. And for my, is purveyors of pop still around? Because I think now, like, everything is truly original. Is the company that they originally had, like, did they dissolve or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, but either way, I think that something is going to change. I just don't know what it is. I do feel like the show is kind of reminiscent of the season 8, season 9 vibes, where it's like, okay, it's not just like fun and jokes anymore. Like, shit getting real. Like, people is going through like real life shit. And at a certain point, then also, this could also just be me aging myself, but there's just something about the nastiness of this past season that I haven't I haven't been able to get past it. And it's just also I get that Drew is joked. Like, I get that Drew, like, is a walking punchline on some things, but there is just something very sinister about the way that life has been lifing for her. And with the exception of, I believe, Kenya, for none of the other cast members to really have any empathy for what she's going through. She's divorcing that no good, terrible, very bad man. And on top of that, she has had to bury her father, which is already one thing to lose a parent. But I think when you have already been dealing with them having a debilitating illness, there's some extra ambiguous grief that probably just makes the grief process 10 times worse. So it just it was really off-putting to watch kind of how desensitized the rest of the cast members were. I'm especially disappointed in Goat Throat, but also I feel like at this point, can we really expect anything but chaos and messiness from her? But yeah, thank God it's over. And Cousin Courtney, you give the low country a bad name, sis. We don't want to claim you. At least I don't.
Never heard of her. I do think they need to go back to the drawing board. I don't believe they'll do a full reboot because
right,
Bravo doesn't like to be told what to do.
They sure don't.
Like, they will say, yeah, we want your input, but they don't like when it's blatant and obvious that they have turned in crap. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the cast. They aren't friends. Production just chooses. I don't know. I think it's production too.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of seeing them. It's that the same too. Old. Like, they're not giving me anything. Charades, rental boyfriends. I'm tired of seeing Marlo acting very insane and nasty and then being confused why people don't want to fuck with her.
Facts.
Kenya doesn't bother me, but she has no storyline.
Facts.
Candy doesn't bother me, but she, again, doesn't have any storyline because she is booked and busy.
That's another thing. Drew. She's never there for anything. Like, right. Why is she the highest paid housewife, but she'll never be there? Like,
give us anything.
That part, like, bitch, give us. Like, if anything, because I think at some point we have seen, like, different housewives where they kind of film internally. So it's just like, give us something. But also, I don't want, you know what, never mind, shut up. Continue with what you were saying, dear.
Sanya, I'm very happy that you are pregnant again, but you're also very boring. Who else?
Also very flip-floppy, like, not even flip-floppy, just very absent-minded. Very absent-minded, no self-awareness, and I'm not impressed. Chop.
He was a pathological liar. Yeah. Nieta was a chop. And yeah, I'm not going to mention the tight-faced goon that was Courtney, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe just take a year off and decide what y'all are going to do, because, or just put this, just cancel the shit.
I do know one thing. We're not bringing nobody back. Don't bring Portia back. Don't bring Kim back. Technically, Sheree shouldn't even have even been
Kim
brought back.
Kim can't afford to come back, so.
Like, I just know. It's like we keep revisiting certain things, and it's like there's a reason
bring
why.
Bring Nene back.
Let me tell y'all something. That ship ain't even sailed. That ship is sunk. Okay. So.
I did watch Todd Tucker and Candy Barres Tucker's The Pass, starring said Drew Sidora.
I have a theory.
What's the theory?
No shade. Todd stole that concept, but that concept is basically this. There is a movie called Den of Thieves, and that movie is basically Den of Thieves with what is it? Twa, or what is the name of the movie that Leon was in? It's not, he was in Twa too, but I can't remember. It was a messy ass movie. But yeah, literally how it ended, I was like, this shit is fucking Den of Thieves. This is Den of Thieves with porno splices in it.
Like, yeah, the sex scenes were very, I was like, oh my goodness, okay.
I was like, Peacock agreed to this shit?
Well, it's called Peacock.
Yeah.
yeah. Congratulations to them. It didn't need to be 140 minutes. Y'all could have chopped that down to 2 hours.
It really could have. And also, I just... there are some things that don't make sense to me. There's certain scenes that were included where... Why would those scenes be there if the end result was the end result?
Yeah.
Like...
I see what you're saying, because... when they're introducing it, the idea to him, it's like, okay.
I want anyway. Todd Burst to get the fuck out my face. I mean, Todd Tucker, get the fuck out my face.
Todd, no, you had it right the first time.
Shade. But yeah, get out my face, bro. Stop playing in my face.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is back for season, I believe this is season 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very good so far. I'm very surprised.
Them snow roaches is activated this season. I was Mary shook. And her
way cocked to the side, they're back.
That one's batshit crazy, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I know everyone else loves her, but like every time I see her, I'm like, "Whoa, child." There's a spirit. There is something is off.
Something in the milk is not clean.
But it makes good TV. So it you does. Know, as long as everyone else is happy, I'll allow it.
I don't know if you heard, but Shannon Bedore was arrested for a DUI.
I know Gina parted that ball and says, Gina said, excuse me while I laugh and say, well, well, well.
And she had her dog in the, now would you ever, do a little buzz driving with Cody in the car?
Absolutely the fuck not. I love him. He's my
Ran baby. Into a house, tried to drive off, then got out of the car and proceeded to act like she was walking her dog and was arrested on site.
That kooky bitch.
Have you been watching OC?
I have not. So that is one I have been watching through IG clips. First of all, another show where bringing someone back is just, they just need to leave alone. Tamara, Vicky, and yeah, Tamara and Vicky, no. Why are we still here? And part of me kind of feels like, Tamara, ain't you supposed to be like a woman of God now? Like,
moving on.
That baptism pool probably turned into a hot tub when she got up.
Have you been watching Real Housewives of New York?
Yes.
What are your thoughts so far?
Sai being a wash was not on my bingo card, but about two episodes in, I was like, oh no, baby, this is a mistake.
Her in her forehead. I'm so disappointed.
Like, and then that nasally voice, you know how I get, just no. Aaron, girl, I know we're not supposed to let too much outside stuff influence how we see the show, but I just cannot get past you actively fundraising and donating money to the tan Cheeto dust snow roach. There's just something about that, Aaron. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna never let you slide off of that. You can do all the, well, technically, I completely acknowledge the validity of the results, blah, blah. Bitch, you still donated the money. And it wasn't a little chump change. You donated $21,000 fucking dollars to that rotting tangerine.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Also, Bryn is kind of my problematic fave. I know y'all, I know everyone hates her. I get it.
I don't hate her. I just don't like her.
Like I said, I get it. And low and high key, low key, high key, she makes the case for why someone would not like her. However, there's just something about her that I enjoy. What is the girl named? Uba. Uba's not giving me what I need. I don't know how to explain it, but she is not like
her. She's just there.
She's not like her cousin Chanel. She is not like her cousin Chanel.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, no. And what is it? Jessel? Jessel isn't bothering me how I thought she would.
She should have been on Shaw's.
Yeah, she could have been on Shaw's. Like, if they did a New York, well, it wouldn't be Shaw's or Sunset anymore, though. Damn.
Shaw's of the Apple.
Well, technically, she's from Texas, but whatever. And then also, with I don't that accent. Know. Well, not she's not from Texas, but she's from like London. But apparently, before this show, she was living in Texas because apparently that's a whole deal about
Paris,
she,
Texas.
She made. Also, I never thought I would say this. Jenna Lyons is too pure for this show.
Okay, I will see season two.
I just feel like...
I feel like she's going to get more in the mess on season two.
Yeah, matter of fact, I feel like she's kind of got the Meredith treatment. Like, she's not really activated, but the things that they be snapping at her about, I'm just kind of just like...
She's not engaging, you're right.
Yeah, she's not engaging. Now, Meredith on season four, I saw a comment that said, Meredith is no longer engaged. She's fucking married. Like, she is... She's talking, and I'm like, oh my god, I didn't know
Meredith. That's that Sagittarius. When you light them up, that's what happens.
I didn't know Meredith knew that many words. Like, I just didn't know she talked that much.
Are you watching your buddy? Da-da-da.
Oh, yes, I have started back watching Sweet Tea and Cocaine. I was very triggered when I think the guy's name is Rod. When I saw he was on a date with Olivia, I said, I know the fuck that Bravo's messy ass did not bring Naomi's ex-fiance or ex back in. And then they were like, no, those are two different people. And I was like, ooh.
two very different people.
Yeah, and so, and like when I saw him side by side, I was like, oh damn, this was my bad. This was an internal microaggression that I should not have had. I apologize. However, those snow roaches and Vanita are number one. There's something about Madison that I just something about her. Like,
is it that she probably says nigger with the ER at the end?
That is one thing. In particular, it really bothered me last season how they were just, I don't want to say verbally abusive, but her and Naomi's treatment of Anita really kind of got to me. And I think it's because, you know, they're like off, I'll say offline, but I say outside of the show. I want to say Vanita and Naomi were friends since middle school, I believe. And then Vanita and Madison had been friends before they both joined the show. And I guess that's the reality TV formula where I feel like the number one rule is if you have a friend and they say, oh, we're going to do this reality TV show together, don't do it. Do not do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
Y'all will not have a friendship. Hi, Cody. He's back from his walk. But yeah, don't do it. Do not do it. Like, it's not, it's just, really, sir? You had to shake your ice? So rude. But, yeah, I just, it's, the whole, I feel bad that maybe I'm desensitized to it, but the whole Austin sleeping with Taylor thing, I'm like, oh, all right. I'm here for, y'all know I love.
I think it's the Scandoval effect. Like,
yeah. Also, y'all know I love Mayo on Mayo Crime. It's one of my favorite genres of violence. Watching the Buckras battle it out, it gives me joy.
We shall see how it
brings me joy out. Like an Anita Baker song. Like, I love to see them in constant turmoil, but the turmoil be with each other. It just delights my little Negro heart. I love it. But you also are right. The Scandoval effect, I definitely think with and think. So funny you should say that. We're talking about Bravo. Carl? You, sir, are a menace to mother.
Hand of all effect.
You are a menace to motherfucking society. And I say that because there is no way that you telling people that you and Lindsay put out a joint statement and then she literally, and then number one, you didn't expect her to not like say, yeah, like, because if it was a true joint statement, y'all would have both posted at the same time. The fact that she had to be like, let's just so we're clear, this was not a joint statement. Only one of us knew that this relationship was ending, and it wasn't me. I feel like, wow. Like I said, Carl, sir, menace to society. Lindsay, I hope you
will. I feel like, and I'm not sure, I feel like he's in the closet, low-key. Do you get that vibe?
I don't think it's that, but I get the vibe that he is just, as much as he's trying to rehab his image, no pun intended, of being like a playboy, I think at the end of the day, he's a boozy gigolo. Like,
I love the word gigolo.
I'm a gigolo.
Gigolo. Yeah, Bravo is on. Bravo is keeping my Peacock subscription active.
Yeah, child.
So shout out to them because I really don't watch anything other than Peacock. Maybe a little Netflix here or there.
Yeah.
I know Love is Blind is coming back.
Have you watched the After the Altar yet?
The After the Altars don't give, but shout out to Jackie and Josh for breaking up.
Yes. Also, that bitch is hit because why are you telling people, yeah, I'm still in love with that man? Girl! Wake up!
He's not a man.
Wake the fuck up, sis.
Very happy that Tiffany and Brett are still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how Chelsea and Kwame are still legally married.
I have an idea, but, you know.
Ooh. Irina and Micah, I never want to see y'all again on my TV screen.
If I never see your face again.
Zach and Bliss, y'all are so cute. And Vanessa Lachey, All I know is your ass better not end up on this new season that's coming out this week.
Child.
We have not forgotten.
Doesn't it come out tomorrow?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, child.
I know what I'm watching at work.
The North remembers.
Yeah, she's divorcing from Joe Jonas, too.
Oh, wait, that was the other,
That was the male divorce news.
Yeah, that was the other divorce. Number one, I don't know if he's in on it, but Joe Jonas, your PR team is not doing what you think or what they think they're doing.
You or Jonathan Majors.
Break it up. Beat it. Like, am I supposed to believe that sharecropper Joe was... And everyone keeps asking the same question. Why was he at that high school?
The same reason Drake be on the phone with 12-year-old girls. But... I also wanted to mention, I forgot to mention when I was talking about Tyler Perry and TV shows, there was a Tyler Perry wedding special that was on TikTok. The nuptials of, what's her name?
We gonna take it to the moon. Take it to the moon. KJ Smith. Oh, when I
KJ Smith and what's the guy's name?
His name is Sky with an H, but oh, Sky Black.
Sky Black. Did he get a nose job?
Yes.
Okay, something has been... I didn't know if he, like, lightened his skin or something, but something is very different about his face.
It's botched, honestly. Like,
it's botched?
It's not, but to me, it doesn't give what it... Like, I've seen fabulous nose jobs that, you know, enhance. That makes him legit. He looks like AI. Like, Sky the Beam said, he looks like artificial intelligence.
We gonna take it to the moon.
Take it to the stars.
It was giving Whitney and Bobby.
Yeah. The timeline dragged that wedding for a solid 7 days. What Toni Braxton said, 7 whole days, 7 whole nights. I'm telling you, I could not escape it. They were dragging it on Twitter. They were dragging it on the Talkie of Ticks. They were dragging it on Instagram. They were dragging it on the Book of Faces. I was like, oh my God, I can't get no refuge.
It was the butt crack showing during the cross for me.
It was the running, like the praise dance entrance where like apparently they thought they were on the same vibe. But then when they both made it down the stairs, Sky was like, oh yeah. And then matter of fact, that entrance was more like High School Musical when what is Sharpay's
he had a cape on? He had a cape on. He had on
what is Sharpay's own fine. Brother's name?
Sharpay. I don't know.
I can't remember. Sharpay. Oh yeah, Sharpay and Ryan. It gave I never knew. Like, no, I never knew. What is the song? What I was looking for, that is what it gave. Like, Ron, like Sky thought they was doing one thing, and KJ was like, no, I'm going to go rogue. And he rebounded quickly, I will say that. To the untrained, non-theatrical eye, someone would think, oh, that probably was just you. No, they were in two different creative, artistic directions. I saw someone say, what happens when Beyonce and the family marries another Beyonce of their family, and I feel like y'all are giving y'all putting 10 on 20 too much dip on your chip.
More like when the Farrah Franklin of the family marries the other Farrah Franklin.
I wasn't even gonna get Farrah Franklin, but you know what else? But yeah, I just, and you know, I will say though, in the dragging, there were some valid conversations like, did this happen? But like, certain clips I want to know, had food already been served? You know, like, was the bar, clearly
why
the
is
bar
this a concert?
Yeah, why is it the concert? Or better,
why do y'all have backup dancers?
This shit was what a damn talent on? Show. Like, I just, in the words of the iconic...
It's giving BB and Reese off of In Living Color.
Child, in the words of the iconic Cliff, aka CB3, may he rest in peace. If I was there, I'm tipping out. I'm grabbing a crab cake to go and my slice of cake, and I'm going to slip out and say, I'll call you later, girl, because I'm not finna sit here through all this. I wonder, was all the old people or the elderly people who was there, did somebody at least, like, did they wait for this foolishness to start before Auntie and Granny and them, you know, peaced out and went back to the hotel? I just have so many questions.
The costume changes, the pyrotechnics.
The costume changes, the pyrotechnics. Also, I'm tired of y'all dancing at y'all weddings. I'm sorry. I am sick of it. I'm sick. In the words of them two white men from Oklahoma, I've had it. I've had it.
Yeah. I'm all about people being corny when they're in love. That's fine. All I know is y'all asses better stay married. If you gonna make your guests suffer through a 3 to 4 hour reception,
let me tell you something.
All of these shenanigans, and y'all decide we've decided to go our separate ways.
If they get divorced any time frame below 5 years, I hope every person who got them a wedding gift asks for a refund. Save your receipts and invoices.
They should file a claim for personal injury.
Right.
From the emotional distress of having to pretend that all of that shit was actually fun and looked good.
Like, who in this room has been personally victimized by Regina George energy?
I hope I'm wishing them. I'm glad they're finally married. I was tired of hearing about them being engaged.
Yeah, and so I don't know why I didn't realize that they've been engaged since like 2020. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought they just got engaged.
No, it's been a while.
Child. It's been a while since I could hold my head up.
Technically, this is TV news, but Kevin Costner finalized his divorce. So, maybe he can get back to Yellowstone, or maybe he's still beefing with the Yellowstone people.
Shit, we can't get back to nothing.
Oh yeah, writer strike.
They won't fucking pay them people.
Yeah, that shit is still going. Every time I go on my timeline, I see that they're re-releasing like horror movies. And I'm like, why do you keep? I was like, oh, writer strike.
Let me tell, no, I want them people to understand. You're not like, I think people underestimate the determination and resilience of a person who has been done wrong. These mofos said time is motherfucking out. And y'all are playing a dangerous game of chicken that you are not going to win. Y'all trying to count on them starving and, you know, like running out of money. And baby, they are batting down the hatches and circling the wagons.
They are applying to your local Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. And they gonna spit in your coffee.
When I went to New York and I went to a Starbucks, like, the barista gave us like a whole monologue, and I was like, is he an actor? Like, he was like, welcome to the, and I was like,
did you go to the Starbucks Reserve? Did you go to the Reserve?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was located on Broadway.
Oh yeah, I would.
I was just like, sir, I didn't ask for this monologue. Like, I just need my strawberry refresher, please and thank you.
I'd have been like, sir, please, like, this is lovely. Please do not forget to take my bacon double smoked cheddar sandwich off the toaster. I don't want
thank
it burnt.
You. Thank the you. Ham and Swiss croissant, thanks.
Thank you.
Any movies quickly that you want to mention?
No. Oh, I've been my rewatch era because, duh, I just finished my rewatch of New Girl. And yeah, it's hard to come by quality Buckrick TV content, but The New Girl is one of the most solid shows, and it's my favorite. And I've realized that for some odd reason, there is a strange lust I have for Jake Johnson. I don't know how to explain it, but he's my type of carrying on for a white man. But oh yeah, what is it? Apparently, Ready to Love has a spinoff. I'm happy Tamika Lee is working, but sis, Bravo, we need Southern Charm New Orleans back. I'm tired of asking you. I'm not going to ask you nicely no more. Bring my people back, except for like a few characters, but I digress. But I remember I saw the advertisement. It was like your Ready to Love faves. And I saw the Zadia girl. And I was like, I don't remember Zadia being a favorite.
Am I right? In her own mind, probably, yeah.
Ciao. But I saw that. I don't think I've seen I'm trying to figure out the last time we recorded, had the Barbie movie already come out?
I think it was about to come out.
Okay. I saw the Barbie movie. I enjoyed it. I really could have done without the men in the movie, except for Alan. Alan, you are a gem.
But he's just Ken.
Anywhere else, he's Ryan Gosling slander. It's no slander to Ryan Gosling, but slander is to Ken.
When he gets that Oscar nomination,
he gonna eat the gross up.
Do you have an on that note that you would like to share with us?
Yes. My on that note is to my people on social media who find themselves fighting to prove a point to people who are basically, you know, smoking dick when they have these weird takes. Number one, divest from these problematic conversations with the blue check marks, because I didn't realize it, but apparently there's this new thing called engagement farming, because people are legit starting to make money off of, I guess, impressions and engagements on their social media posts. And, like, I don't like that. So it's just, like, the idea of saying something purposefully problematic to just get the numbers, that shit, like, I wish you nothing but the worst. But in particular, I want people to realize, and I don't mean to single black women out, but y'all are my target people when I'm saying this. Stop trying to explain your humanity to these fuck-ass idiots on social media. There is literally nothing you can do to convince these people that you deserve to be treated in a humane way. That is literally the bare minimum, is beyond their comprehension. And I say this because I'm not going into detail, but with the whole brick situation, there was this constant conversation about, oh, well, you know, if you avoid these situations and you do this and you do that, you know, this wouldn't happen. I'm here to tell y'all, my coworker who I spoke about at the beginning of this episode, she technically did everything that quote-unquote domestic violence victims are told to do. She removed herself from the situation. She tried to, and then I think it's interesting where there was a comment made by someone outside of our department who said maybe she shouldn't have been so amicable to her ex-husband when it came to their child. And to that I say, one of the biggest things that domestic violence victims go through is trying to figure out how to avoid the scrutiny and abuse of their abuser. So if trying to be civil for the sake of the child was the best way she knew to protect her and her son, that is what she had to do. But she did it. After a certain point where his harassment started to just, it was outside, it became, originally the harassment was just outside of work. It eventually became a part where he was harassing her at her workplace. He was sending constant packages, and not like good packages. Like, he was literally just sending shit to be like, I'm going to try and talk to you. He was harassing our coworkers and calling multiple office lines with nuisance complaints. Then my director and a few of our other higher-ups got involved to try and help protect Dominique and her son. So she's doing all of the quote-unquote stereotypical things. She's called law enforcement. Law enforcement says, oh, a phone call is not really considered harassment, so there's nothing she can do. Oh, what about asking like a male member of your family to help? A male member of her family did help. Her father literally was staying at the house with her to secure the house and to, you know, just be there to have another set of eyes. The one night that he left is the night that her ex-husband came and killed her. So I want y'all to understand that even when people do all these so-called things on the checklist of what you believe can absolve them of wrongdoing, it does not matter. So at this point, the argument and the constant need to explain it, I wish that y'all would find peace in knowing that, unfortunately, there are some people that just are going to have to be left behind. and do not feel bad about it. Because in my first few years of kind of trying to avoid getting into those social media arguments, I kind of felt bad, like, oh, these people are not going to know, like, what, like, they don't know what they're doing is wrong. They know, and that's the point. The cruelty is the point. So stop engaging in these bad faith conversations and just leave people to their own devices. Like, literally leave them where the fuck they at. If they, like, it's just, that's just the breaks. Them's the breaks. You gotta leave people where the fuck they at in their little shitty ass space. And then also, y'all leave Auntie Kamala Harris alone, because I really would want to get a VIP section with her. I don't know why y'all were so mad at that Vibrant Thing clip, but, like, number one, she has rhythm, so stop trying to place this. And I just very much feel like she really would have cut up if she was not holding the position of office she's in, because I just got the vibes that sis would be a very good person to go to the club with. She would make sure the bottle service was right. She'd make sure that we got some buffalo wings, some scrimps and all that stuff. But then also, she gives me standing on the furniture, rapping, not rapping, but, like, just enjoying the music. So leave Auntie Kama alone. She's a good time. Y'all just leave her be. And yeah, that's my on that note.
Okay. I have nothing to say. No, I'm just kidding. I guess my on that note is to Erica Mena.
Oh, Jesus.
I have nothing else to say to you. I have nothing else to say about you. I hope you've been peddling those child support checks that Safari has barely made enough to cover. And I wish you nothing about the worst, you funky, racist, colorist ass cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck raising your black children. And fuck you yesterday, fuck you today, and fuck you tomorrow.
Forevermore.
And that's basically it. And to the black women who are defending her for calling Spice a blue monkey.
Get a fucking
Not only did she call Spice a blue monkey, she also made monkey noises. She also said that she wished Spice had died on the operating table.
Facts.
I want y'all to stop being so goddamn stupid. And we are the only race that I've noticed. We make allowances for other races to call us names.
It's crazy to me.
Call us out of our given names and say racist shit towards us. We always want to give other people a pass. Jewish people never do that.
It blows my goddamn
mind. The Jews never do that. You say the N-word, not, girl, your shit getting shut down. We are the only race that does that. And I want y'all to examine why y'all do that. And stop being so fucking stupid and ignorant in public and on the internet by saying, well, she brought up her son. Well, it's okay that she said that it was warranted. Okay.
Also, fuck Jennifer Aniston. Bitch, you almost made me miss out on the next season of The Morning Show for your shenanigans. I want you to understand I'm watching this show.
I still don't understand how she, what the fuck was she talking about?
Like I said, all the worst to her. I'm solely watching that show. No wonder Brad Pitt
left you.
I'm watching that show for Reese Witherspoon and Karen Pittman. That's
Nicole Beharie.
Nicole Beharie is going to be on. Yes. You sun raising? Yeah, bitch. Stay the fuck away from Jamie Foxx. Glad to know Jamie Foxx is on the mend. Also, y'all please leave Jamie Foxx alone. Jamie Foxx literally just doesn't do anything but make funny impressions. And yes,
date white women.
Yes, he dates white women. But he has never made it a point to put down black women. He just enjoys smashing the snow bunnies. That's them's the birds.
I actually want him and Katie Holmes to get back together.
I really do too. She was so good. They were so good for each other. Especially after that fuck ass shit she had to deal with Tom Cruise. I genuinely feel like Katie Holmes was brought back to life by Jamie. He loved her back to life.
Well, he is a clone now, so.
Child, they're clones, Tyrone.
mind y'all fucking business and leave that man alone.
First off, bitch, mind your business.
Where can the people find you?
The people can find me on Twitter and IG at Ash. I think it's Ash doing too much, or is it talk? Yeah, Ash doing too much. Lord, I forgot. And then you can find me on TikTok at the Country Cosmopolitan. Today is Cody's Gotcha Day. We've officially had him for 1 year. So be on the lookout for some very cute four-legged friend content, because we love him. And, you know, that's my little boo thing. So, yeah, that's where they can find me.
The people can find me in Jalen Hurts' DMs. Hey. Skepta's DMs.
Yes.
I think that's it for all the DMs I'm going to be in this weekend.
Only two?
Just two. You know, cutting back.
Aim higher, sis. I have faith in you. You can add more.
I could.
If Who you knows? Can put your mind to it.
Put your pussy to it.
You can do it, put your back into it.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KDASHDR. You can find my bookstagram at Brown Sugar Bookworm on Instagram. You can find me in Manhattan when I go back to New York.
Yeah. Just Carrie Bradshaw, you guys.
Yeah, no Aiden, thanks.
God.
But that's all we have.
You broke my heart.
Thank you guys for listening and hanging with us. We hope to see you guys again. And that's it. We love y'all.
We love y'all for free sugars.
We love y'all, but we do not love Erica Mena.
Right.
Bye. Bye. Bye.